Hello and welcome to this week's podcast from journalism.co.uk, where we'll be discussing the importance of learning to code in today's fast-paced world of digital journalism. Now, we all know that it's crucially important for us to learn new skills to succeed in the ever-changing journalism industry. And when we recently crowdsourced the most useful skills current journalists believe you should learn for yourself, basic coding was at the top of the list, along with skills like shorthand and social media news gathering. After all, reporters who can write copy and work in code have significant value in a newsroom nowadays, as basic knowledge of how to edit HTML and CSS means a journalist can gain deeper insights from large datasets and be able to tell their stories in new creative ways, for example, through great visualizations or interactives. Not only that, but for young journalists facing stiff competition for jobs in digital newsrooms, the ability to code can help them stand out from the crowd, and it might not be long until those that can't code are in the minority. But don't fear, there are lots of training courses and platforms to help journalists learn programming languages, as well as a mixture of free apps, so you've got time to do some studying on your commute to work. Two of the many places we recommend on our website are Codecademy, which claims to have beginners building interactives and web games within 10 hours, and Time to Code, which is a free mobile app for iOS which lets you start with the basics of web design on the go. For today's podcast, I caught up with Anisa Osman-Britton, who is one of the founders of 23 Code Street, a coding school for women based in London. What's exciting is that for every paying student in the UK, 23 Code Street will teach a disadvantaged woman in India how to code, which will officially launch at the beginning of October. Now, it's no secret that coding is a male-dominated industry, and so this company is helping to get as many women as possible excited about coding and minimise the gender gap. Anisa explained to me that coding intimidates many due to it being a male-dominated industry, and so her company hopes to create an open, safe environment where more women can learn and broaden their career opportunities.
There isn't enough diversity in the tech sector. A recent statistic said that 97% of all developers are men, and it's not surprising that all the innovation that comes out is mainly geared towards men. And the idea is, the more accurate that our workforce sort of represents the society we live in, the more accurate and more innovative the stuff that comes out of the tech world is going to be. But it's also about ideas and change, and that isn't just the tech sector. Every industry has a massive technological aspect to it these days, and it's going to increase year on end, and it's important that women have a say and are at the table having these conversations.
Of course, not every journalist has to be an expert at code themselves to benefit from coding training. Amy Williams, graphic designer at the Financial Times and one of the organisers of London's Journo Coders meetup group, told attendees that if a news reporter wanted to build an interactive, it's not going to be helpful to the interactive team if they get approached by a reporter who has absolutely no idea of how long it will take the team to make or what's going into it. But if the team can build the tools and the reporter can code, perhaps in the future they'll be able to get to a place where people with basic coding skills can do the basic stuff that really good coders find a bit pedestrian or boring, and then they can focus on the harder projects themselves. Anisa explained to me that they have women from a range of professions coming through their doors at 23 Code Street, but journalists are especially aware of how not only the industry is changing, but how they will have to work in the future.
We've had a lot of people in marketing coming onto the course, and it's for that exact same reason. It's that idea that they're working in a certain competitive environment, or they're working with developers already, and they want to have that edge and that understanding that gives them that little bit more over someone else. And we're hearing a lot more of that, but we're also hearing from people saying, we feel like there's a whole other level of our job that could change if we were able to code and develop, whether that's in a marketing perspective, that they can actually create a more visual thing of what they're trying to do, or whether it's in a more journalism aspect where people are trying to say, well, I want to change the way that we report, or I want to change the way that it's distributed, and these are my ideas, and now I can actually show people and explain to them how I want that to come about. They feel like everything in the industry is moving towards online platforms, and they want to be at the forefront of that change, which to us are super exciting.
So if you want to start learning code, what should you bear in mind? Anisa gave us her expert advice.
I think the first thing to do is, before you do commit to learning, is just have a little bit of a play, whether that's having a play with a game like Erasal Kittens or Swift Playground, the new app by Apple, just to get a bit of a feel of what maybe code is, or something a bit more traditional like Codecademy, just to sort of understand what you're getting into. But I'd say, more than anything, if you're thinking about learning, make sure that you're ready to put in some hours to it. Even if you're doing it as an extra skill, it's that thing of having that commitment to it for a period of time. Say it was with us, that's 2.5 hours, 2 nights a week. Or if you're doing it by yourself, a few hours over a weekend. It's not easy, but it's also not rocket science.
Let us know how you're getting on with your quest to learn code. We'd love to hear from you. For more podcasts from journalism.co.uk, please visit our website.